eat yourself, sufficient. And if there is excess, then question of trade, manager. Otherwise, if there is no excess, where is the question of manager? For starving. Then we sell. There is no excess. The government men will take up the policy of plunderers and rogues. That is stated. Dasudano. Dasu means plunderer. He catches what you have got, give me. This will be gone. What you have got, give me. You cannot say anything. Law. Plundering is law. Then what is your government? If killing is law, plundering is law, then what is government? Government means to give security to the property and life. So the government will make law. I can take your life whenever I like, and I can plunder your property of your life. Then where is the law?
The government's duty then is to protect.
Yes, that is government. That is khatriya. Khatrayate iti khatriya. Khat means injury. And one who gives protection from injury is khatriya. Just like Parikshit Maharaj. As soon as a cow is attempting immediately, who are you, rascal? You are trying to kill this cow in my kingdom. That is khatriya. Nowadays, even if I kill you, the police will see from there, he will not come. This is God. And when he finish killing, then he will say, who is this man? He will not down. A man is killed. And then inquiry, and then finish. Who is the man killed and what is happened? Nothing of this. Inquiry and finish. Big commission report.
They have made a survey in America. They have made a survey that nine out of every 10 crime never gets a victim. Never gets solved. 9 out of every 10 crimes never get solved in America.
There's more than that.
So the criminal is very much encouraged because he has only 1 chance in 10 of getting caught, whether he robs a bank or steals or rapes or something like that.
For this purpose, they're maintaining huge police force. And you are earning money and tax. That's all.
The police all accept bribes.
Huh?
They all accept bribes. Or they do some illegal business themselves with the criminals they capture.
Yes. Regular, every criminal has got organization to bribe the police. Yes. And the police does not take directly. And some in-between man, agent, he collects from the criminal and gives to the police. In India, this is very much. I know that. The bar media man, he makes fortune. Yes. What is whatever is collected, 10% he takes, and balance is given to the police. There is a confectioner in Delhi. He is selling jalebi. You know jalebi?
Yes.
He has got 10 lakhs of rupees. Because he collects the bribe from others and pays to the police. Everyone knows. There was one Mallik, now that Mahatma Gandhi, you know, his business was there. He was collecting. So that quarter, our quarter was full of pickpockets, gundas. Pickpockets, gundas in our childhood, they were our neighborhood. I remember when I was a child, I was coming and the pickpocket was pickpocketing honey. You are doing like that. Don't. I've seen one. And whenever there was any riot, so you are accustomed to see all this. And there was Hindu-Muslim riot. One boyfriend told me, oh, don't go to your house. It is great riot. I thought the riot is going on daily. It was something. Quarter. In Minneapolis.
In New York, one policeman admitted that when the police would capture the thieves with the stolen goods, then they would confiscate the goods and keep it privately in their homes and sell the stolen goods and get the money for themselves. They would not return it to the owner. They would utilize it for making money. So if
this is the practice in a country which is so opulent, just imagine what is there in India.
Yes.
I had experience because when I was younger, I was stealing. And I was taking to the hawk shop one typewriter. And while I was taking to the hawk shop this typewriter, the police came and showed me his badge and took this typewriter and one French horn from. And he took the money and he said, I am going to check to see if this is stolen. So 1 week later, I was worried. I called him. I said, what is happening? He said, that typewriter was reported 1 year ago stolen from the school. But he said, because I think you're a good boy, I'm not going to arrest you because I don't think you did it. If I thought for a moment that you did it, I would immediately come and take you. So I said, that's all right. What about the French horn? When can I have my money back? He said, you just forget about this. You leave it to me. He says,
keep you honest. To keep you honest, just don't hope your money.
You know what their practice is? They watch our Sankirtan devotees collect all day, and they know when he has good pocket full of money, then they arrest him.
Jan money, they have done.
Take to jail, and then they say, well, actually the boy collected $200. They say, oh, he only collected $30. And the others split.
Well, it is done.
This happened in Chicago to us.
Then? What action is that enough?
Nothing we can do.
That is their business. They take from the thieves because they are the biggest thieves and then they split. This is regular practice.
We had this one devotee who was in the Detroit temple who used to be on the police force. And he told us everything about how they are all cheaters.
In America also, sometimes they'll arrest someone who's selling illegal drugs. Then they'll arrest him, then they'll seize the drugs, then they'll take the drugs home and they'll sell them.
They sell the drugs.
To make money.
Sometimes they'll use it themselves.
And sometimes they use it. In New York, there was a big scandal. There was $10 million worth of drugs confiscated from a boat, and they put it in the police lockup, and then it was gone.
You have heard the name of Bhongsidas Baba.
Yeah.
So sometimes when his things are stolen, they. Disciples, guys are here, so he said, oh, why you are bothering? One thief gives, another thief takes. That's all. Who gave the money, he is also thief. And he has taken, he is also thief. So why you bothering? One thief gives, another thief takes.
Learned that the policeman was selling the stolen goods because one morning in New York they passed by the temple and they said, we have many cartons of paper towel you want to buy. They came by our temple. They said, we have many cartons of paper towels.
Yeah.
And they asked if we wanted to buy very cheap, they said, cheaper than in the supermarket. So then we could understand where they had gone.
Deal with such men. This material world is so corrupt. All we are not going to get that land. That land, I don't think I will.
Well, we'll know in 2 weeks. By end of the month, we'll know exactly.
We'll know, but for the time,
now it is still under litigation. We are not sure. But we have waited 1 year now under suspense. Now it has come to an end. Yes, Prabhupada. Even if they take away 600 acres, they have a right on 250 acres. So we'll get the 250 acres.
That's almost all right.
So minimum we'll get. Maybe we won't get the full 600 acres, but we'll get 250 acres. Because even if they come under the Sealing Act, then 250 they can keep, the rest
then they will give.
Then they can give, they can sell, they can do anything. Yes, as soon as this decision is taken, if either one decision is that yes, you can keep the whole 600 acres, and the other decision is no, we will confiscate, you can only keep 250. As soon as that decision is made, I will get the document for transferring the trustees.
The advantage of the land and of the soil in Andhra Pradesh, that is very good for the sugar cane, and that fruit called sitapal grows very nicely in that area.
And out of the 600, actually there's about 200 acres which is very fertile. The other area is kind of dry. It's not very fertile, so we would have to invest a lot of money on cultivating all year round. So if we get the 250 acres, then we'll get the good area.
We can choose our own land.
Yes.
Everybody.
So that
there will be a second rail on this other side, Srila Prabhupada. We'll put that up today.
Now the visitors?
Just a few. The sign just got up last night, so no one has seen the sign yet. Mostly devotees are coming to see it so far.
That's the library party.
In this place, we're going to put a large board and put all your books on the board.
A standing order to begin with volume 1 for Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and please enter standing order to begin with volume 1 for Srimad Bhagavatam. This is their standing order, the order they send us in the mail.
No work in all Indian literature is more quoted, because none is better loved in the West than the Bhagavad Gita. Translation of such work demands not only knowledge of Sanskrit, but an inward sympathy with the theme and a verbal
artistry.
But the poem is a symphony in which God is seen in all things. His divine grace, Rishi Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada, is of course profoundly sympathetic to the theme. He brings the special interpretive insight. Here we have a powerful and persuasive presentation in the bhakti tradition of this dearly beloved poem. The Swami's introduction makes clear at once where he stands as a leading exponent of Krishna consciousness. That is my actual.
Not only have your books there in the New York Public Library, but the head librarian of that Oriental Vision did the review also.
I went to postgraduate college. Exhaustive plan of writing the original Sanskrit text in Devanagari, the Devanagari translation, English now. But practitioner and philosopher cannot but be attracted to the serious student and scholar of Sanskrit language and Hindu religion and pleasure. The viewpoint of the devotee comes scholar has the added advantage of making the philosophy meaningful to any practical-minded person.
Sri Prabhupada, this professor calls you uncompromising. He says that you are uncompromising.
That is my philosophy.
Ever since 1893, when Swami Vivekananda proclaimed monism and tolerance to the world's parliament of religions at Chicago, non-specialists in America have pictured Hinduism as an easygoing phantasmagoria of smiling faces disappearing like dewdrops into the shining sea. The nectar of devotion should bring them up sharp. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, whose shorn, orange-clad disciples have brought the inseparable twins of bhajan and bakshish to the streets of America, has no doubt that such impersonalism is nothing less than rascaldom. With all the books on Vedanta and bland neo-transcendentalism that are at present available to the English-speaking public, it is good to have on the popular market such an uncompromising statement of an opposing view from the pen of one who is as firmly rooted in a disciplic tradition, Guru Parampara, as Bhaktivedanta Swami.
They ordered, you notice they ordered two orders. They were so favorable. They ordered for the theology department library and also for the main library, because there were so many professors like this one who were favorable. So they wanted your books to be very easily accessible.
This is the largest professor in Sanskrit in the whole United States, from Harvard University.
Most distinguished of all men.
And he never writes reviews for anyone, Srila Prabhupada, but he wrote for you. He refuses, he sort of hides himself, you know.
I can recommend Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita as a source of rich insights for every serious student of consciousness. Sometimes they're professors of English, all different departments, appreciating.
This man was selected to be with the World Council of Churches for the representative of Hinduism in their large meeting, and he just recently did a review on your Bhagavatam.
Srimad Bhagavatam, the Indian classic par excellence on Bhakti Yoga, attributed to Vyasa, is one of the most important and influential religio-philosophical works within the Vedic tradition. Thanks to the devoted and scholarly endeavors of Sri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the entire work of 12 cantos will be available in a superb English edition for the benefit of the English-reading peoples. In his impeccable style, the author presents each verse in original Sanskrit, followed by Roman transliteration, English equivalents, translation, and elaborate commentary. The lucid and cogent
exegesis brings
into relief the theory and practice of Bhagavata philosophy in relation to contemporary man and his problems of life. I have read the first volume, containing first canto part 1, chapters 1-7, with pleasure and profit. A brief account of the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu included in this volume illustrates the central theme of the entire text, the loving service of God. A glossary and index to Sanskrit verses and a general index have been added for the convenience of scholars. This monumental work is immensely valuable alike to historians of religion, linguistic scholars, cultural anthropologists, pious devotees, as well as to the general reader interested in spiritual matters. I recommend it highly to every student of Indian philosophy, culture, and religion.
And then he ordered two standing orders for the library, and they took.
This is a work to be treasured. The opportunity to receive the profound teachings of the Srimad Bhagavatam in the West has been made possible by the devoted labor of Srila Prabhupada. The clarity and precision of his commentaries on the text have rarely been equaled. No one of whatever faith or philosophical persuasion who reads this book with an open mind can fail to be both moved and impressed. The spirit of its message shines brightly from the pages.
He's a psychologist. He's usually psychology there, very much sort of against spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada, this one here, this is one of the biggest linguistic schools in the world. And this gentleman, it was the chairman of the department. So he's known all over the world for his studies in different kinds of languages.
Mm. And he, what can you say?
It is axiomatic that no book can be expected entirely to satisfy all its potential readers. Here is one, Srimad Bhagavatam, however, which can be said to come remarkably close to that ideal. Clearly, this book is intended mainly for those who are interested in, or may become so, transcendental science, and more specifically in Krishna consciousness. For them, it could hardly be bettered, since the elaborate purports attached to each text explain elegantly and lucidly, and in every possible detail, the underlying meaning of the Sanskrit verses and their relevance to this increasingly popular philosophical outlook. The work is at the same time no less impressive to one who is a layman in the context of transcendental science. A student of Sanskrit or a general linguist with only a smattering of the language would gain much from going through this book and others in the set. That this is so is the result of the way the texts are presented. Each text in Devanagari is followed by an exact Roman transliteration. This in turn followed by an English transliteration of each separate word. After this comes a translation in flowing English. The result is that, with only a modest amount of effort, one can succeed in reading and understanding the Sanskrit verses, and the experience is very rewarding. At the end of the book is appended a goodly amount of further helpful material. There is a glossary of important Sanskrit terms, a Sanskrit pronunciation guide, an index of Sanskrit verses in the whole of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and a general index to the first canto. In other words, we have here the ideal of what an edition of a Sanskrit text for a Western audience should be.
In Mexico, they've been asked for to actually take charge of the Oriental studies, specifically on Hinduism, and he's done a review on the Spanish Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Is it Spanish language?
No.
This is a
printed in the Spanish.
Read this one.
Shall I read it?
Very nice.
Yes. This one is very.
As a native of India, now living in the West, it has given me much grief to see so many of my fellow countrymen coming to the West in the role of gurus and spiritual leaders. Just as any ordinary man in the West becomes conscious of Christian culture from his very birth, any ordinary man in India becomes familiar with the principles of meditation and yoga from his very birth. Unfortunately, many unscrupulous persons come from India, exhibit their imperfect and ordinary knowledge of yoga, cheat the people with their wares consisting of mantras, and present themselves as incarnations of God. So many of these cheaters have come convincing their foolish followers to accept them as God, that those who are actually well-versed and learned in Indian culture have become very concerned and troubled. For this reason, I am very excited.
Send this cover to Indira Gandhi.
Indira Gandhi.
Yeah, they're requesting stop to send give passport to all these nonsense.
Yes.
For this reason, I am very excited to see the publication of Bhagavad Gita as it is by Sri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, from his very birth, was trained in the strict practice of Bhakti Yoga, and he appears in a succession of gurus that traces back to the original speaking of Bhagavad Gita by Sri Krishna. His knowledge of Sanskrit is impeccable. His penetration into the inner meaning of the text is befitting only a fully realized soul who has indeed perfectly understood the meaning of Bhagavad Gita. Personally, I intend to use this book in the courses which I am directing by invitation of the Mexican government on the language, culture, and philosophy of India. This authorized edition of the Gita will serve a double purpose in Spanish-speaking countries. One, it will help to stop the terrible cheating of false and unauthorized gurus and yogis. And two, it will give an opportunity to Spanish-speaking people to understand the actual meaning of Oriental culture.
Sometimes they say the exact things, you know. It's so nice that people
sometimes I myself read my news.
This man here, Srila Prabhupada, he is just recently, Dr. Bardwell Smith, last one. He has just recently written a letter to us that he's going to bring his students. He's in charge of an India tour program for students in India. He's going to bring his students on a regular scheduled program to Vrindavan.
Yes, in Mexico. So I'm going to make a small booklet of all this in thin paper so that we can send.
We need very much also a permanent display building in Mayapur. This exhibit costs almost $4,000.
Yes, immediately.
Char.
Immediately, I'm going to construct. Make it like a museum. Who is here? A Marvel in charge. Nobody here.
Try to talk.
I think they want to break him.
I think maybe that, along with that commentary from that professor from the University of Mexico to send to Mrs. Indira Gandhi, if all of these quotations are sent, she will understand that you are being appreciated by everyone.
You can send all the quotations, not only one. All right. Dinner.
What are the main
points? Encouraging, very, and especially from the Western countries. All classes of academic leaders.
I think they should be displayed in all our temples all over the world.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Anybody who comes, they will see how authorized your books are.
That's our idea, that we can mass produce these and any temple can order the quotes from any school of their choice.
We can make an announcement.
Every temple can have a room for receiving guests with all the prominent quotes on the wall.
Oh, why?
Come on.
John. This boy leads kirtan for 2 or 3 hours non-stop by himself playing the drums.
So Parikrama party has not come back?
No, I
haven't done yet. The class must be attended.
He'll be back by the time class starts, I think, to the
government. And then this is not going tomorrow. They must attend the class that you have in mind.
You once gave the example of your spiritual master also, how people were invited on Parikram and you stayed back to hear.
I know.